Yeah, Brishos Rabbi Kron. So we are on Yud Aleph Amid Beis. We just finished the Mishnah that is on the top of Yud Aleph Amid Beis. Just to orient a little bit, the Mishnah talked essentially about two or three concepts. Concept about when you have a minor that has relations, the minor being a male, that has relations with a female, or the minor being a female, that has relations with a male. What is that? How does that work in terms of the status of the woman being a basula or not, as well as the concept of mukas eitz, which is where the woman had some sort of physical incident that caused her physically not to be a basula in some form or another. And a lot of this has to do with whether it was before they were 3 years old, after they're 3 years old, and what does the husband who marries these women have in terms of ksuba, as well as their ability to make a claim if they don't find that the woman is a basula. So we'll start with the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav.
Which line you want?
The first, right at the Gemara, fourth line from the top.
Yud Aleph
from the base, fourth line from the top.
Fourth line,
Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav. Katan Abal Gzo, Aleph Delos. You have a boy who is younger than Bar Mitzvah, so let's say he's 10 or 11. Haba al Akdola, who has relations with an adult female. Asaha mukas eitz. He makes her as if she is a mukas eitz. So even though a mukas eitz we define as a woman who had a physical injury, because for what, you know, physiologically, at that age, she's unable to really have the same level of impact as an adult, he does cause some level of impact, and therefore she's considered as if she had the physical impact of a mukas eitz.
That's caused by him, right?
Caused by him.
In this situation, right?
Caused by him, yes. Whether regardless of what actual impact or not he did, whether he had zero impact or whether he had complete impact, she's considered as if she's a mukas eitz. Ki amr say kameh d'shmuel amr. However, Rabbi Huda says, when he said the same statement in front of Shmuel, so again, first thing he said was what Rav said. Rav says that she's like a mukas eitz. When he said it in front of Shmuel said, "Ein mukas eitz abasa." There's no concept of mukas eitz when it comes through actual intercourse. So there's mukas eitz means that it was some other event caused it to happen. And according to Shmuel, he does not believe that she would be considered a mukas eitz. Ein demasilei shmate ba'api nafshe. So we just said that this is Rabbi Huda quoting these people. Or saying that these are what the opinions of these people. Now we're going to hear that they actually had this actual discussion to themselves. Katan haba al adola, that a katan who has relations with an adult female. Rav amar asa mukas eitz. Shmuel amar ein mukas eitz abas. It's the same thing, and just this is a direct quote from them. Meisi Rav Oshia. Roshia challenges this. Gadol, and this is from our mission that we just learned. Gadol abalatana v'katan abalagdola, whether it's an adult that has relations with a female girl or a female male that has relations with an adult female, u'mukaseitz and the mukaseitz, ksuvasan masayim. In all these cases, they get a full ksuba of 200. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's the view of Rabbi Meir. The chachamim amrim, however, the chachamim disagree, and they say mukaseitz ksuvasa mana. When it comes to a mukas eitz, she would only get 100. Now, the whole point of this statement is that we're distinguishing between a katan haba al abdola, and we're distinguishing between that and a mukas eitz. So we just, so that challenges the concept of saying that a boy who has relations with a woman causes a mukas eitz because we have it as a separate category.
He's challenging Rav.
He's challenging that, right, exactly. Amarava. This is what the Mishnah is really saying. Gadol habal tana v'lo klum. When an adult male has relations with a minor girl, nothing happens. There's no legal significance, and therefore her ksuva remains 200. The bipachos bikan kenosein etzba b'ayin d'me. Because when you have relations, when someone has relations with a girl that's less than 3 years old, it's as if you're just like sticking your finger in someone's eye, where, you know, they might cause irritation temporarily, but the eye will heal on its own. So therefore, it doesn't cause any long-lasting impact. But katana balagdola mukas eitz. However, if a minor boy has relations with an adult female, he causes her as if she is a mukas eitz, because he does cause something to happen that's long-lasting. Umukas eitz, gufa pluksa, the Rabbi Meir Rabbanan. And the whole concept of mukas eitz and whatever happens with mukas eitz, That's the debate between Rav Meir and the Rabbanan. So what is that? What are we talking about here? Amar Rami Bar Chama, Machlokes Bishahikar Ba. The whole Machlokes here is about whether the Chassan acknowledges at the time of the marriage that the Chala was had a status of a Mukas Eitz. The Rabbi Meir, Madvile Levagores. The Rav Meir, in that case, if the groom acknowledges her to be a Mukas Eitz, considers her as if she's a Bogeres. And when we learned Yevamos, one of the things we learned back way back when was that when a girl is at a certain status, when she's a certain age, she has, you know, and I can't explain this fully, but has like full Besulim, that she's completely quote-unquote intact. And as she gets older, it sort of starts to wear away naturally. So that by the time she's 12 or 13 years old, it's not in the same complete status that it was before. But she's still considered a basula, even though there's been some natural degradation.
Well, Garris is at what, 12 and a half?
Correct. Right, it's an older age. It's a slightly older age. She's older than, she's like 12 to 12 and a half.
12 or 11 to 12?
Somewhere in there, 11 and a half to 12.
She's not.
A Bogeres is when she's 6 months. If you look at note 9, a girl becomes a Bogeres 6 months after reaching the age of 12 and sprouting two pubic hairs. Although, so it's basically between 12 and 12 and a half. So
she's considered a Bogeres.
Considered a Bogeres. So the but for this purpose, the legal impact is that that's not the way it is. For Rabbanan, Madbula Lilaula. But the Rabbanan disagree, and they say that she's considered as if she is a Ba'ula, meaning she's not a Basula anymore. So that's their disagreement. One says that they're basically considered a Bogeres and therefore still a Basula. And the Rabbanan says, no, she's a Ba'ula and not a Basula. That's where the Chassan acknowledges that she is a Mukas Eitz. Ava lo hirkerba, but if he does not acknowledge it, does not accept it, Devrei Hakol v'lo klum. Everyone would say that she gets nothing, she gets no ksuba, she doesn't get 200 or 100 or anything. He basically says, his basically position is that this was a, what we would call a mekach ta'os, an invalid deal, where there was misrepresentation of facts. So therefore, you know, that he shouldn't be obligated to anything. So what are the two views? Rabbi Meir, Amai Manbil of Bogeres. Why does Rabbi Meir make her like a Bogeres, meaning that she would be considered a Besula and therefore get her Ksuba? Nami Ba'ula. He should consider her like a Ba'ula. So why does he hold his way? Why doesn't he say that she's a Ba'ula, not a Besula? He answers, Ba'ula is Avid Be Masev Bidei Adam. When it comes to Ba'ula, someone who is no longer a Besula, she had some sort of action done to her with a man. Halo isba be masa adam. Here, this woman did not have any act done to her by a man. She was a mukas eitz. She had some sort of physical accident. V'rabanan admelu ba'ula. Why do they say that she's a ba'ula, meaning a not? Why do they say that she's a ba'ula, not a libogeres? Why don't they hold the same way that she's really a bogeres, that she's like a bogeres, and she had some impact, but she's still considered a besula. She should get her ksuba. The Gemara answers, Bogeres le ispe be masa klal. A Bogeres had no act done to her at all. Ha isavi be masa. Here she had some sort of act. So, you know, they basically give the same explanation, more or less, for why they held their different ways.
But they're arguing about the katan who had relations with the gedola.
Yes.
That's the case. So one's saying that's not an act and one is saying that is an act.
Well, what they're arguing about in essence is a mukas eitz. Right, so Mukas Eitz, we've kind of moved on to saying that the real argument is about Mukas Eitz and whether he agrees that she's a Mukas Eitz or not. And the reason that one would say that she is a Mukas Eitz is because he holds that a Mukas Eitz is similar to a Ba'ula, mm-hmm. not a Ba'ula, similar to a Bogeres, that she didn't have relations, but she's just naturally worn away in one form or another. And the other one says, no, that she's considered like a Ba'ula because she does not have her Basula anymore. So it's just a disagreement about what it is. Okay, so back to what Rami Bar Chama said before. He said, "Divrei Hakol, you know, if Ava lo hikirba, if he the chassan doesn't acknowledge that she is a mukas eitz, divrei Hakol v'lo klum, she doesn't get anything. So is that really true?
You say the question doesn't acknowledge. That means he...
He disputes. He says, I don't agree. I don't believe that you're a mukasetz. I think
you
that
had relations.
You had something happen, right?
You're saying that, but that's not
really. Exactly. Masiv Rav Nachman, he has a, quotes this a different Mishnah. He omeres mukasetz ani. She says, I'm a mukasetz. But who omer lo? No, you're not a mukasetz. Ki ela drusas eish. You had relations with somebody at. So you didn't lose your basula through an accident. You had something happen. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer omim ne'amenes. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer both say that she is believed, and that she is a she's a mukas eitz, and therefore she should get at least, depending upon how you hold, at least 100, because you say that at most she's a mukas eitz. She doesn't get zero. So he says she should get zero because of the mekaltaos. She says I'm a mukas eitz. So whether depending upon your hold, she should either get 100 or 200.
This happens after the relation.
The marriage. Yeah.
It's not. She says before I was a mukatzes. Then
the situation is that she said, you know, the relations happened. She's not a basula. She says I was a mukatzes.
Okay.
Right, and he says, okay, I believe you, or I agree with you that you were a mukatzes.
Okay. But that's after. Okay.
Or she says no. You weren't a mukatzes. You must have had relations, while we were engaged, right, or whatever it is. Okay. Ela Amarava, Bain Hikarba Uvain Lo Hikarba, whether he agreed to her or whether or not, Rabbi Meir Masai. Rabbi Meir says that she gets 200. Rabbanan Hikarba Mana, if he acknowledged her, she gets 100.
Acknowledge means he
accepts it. Rabbanan says, if he accepts it, she gets 100. Lo Hikarba Lokum, but if he does not accept it, he doesn't get anything. So the difference here is that Rabbi Meir says she's believed and therefore she gets 200. The Rabbanan says it depends. She's either, even if she's believed, she only gets 100. And if she's not believed, then she gets nothing. The Hadr Bei Rabba. But Rabba took back.
No, Rabbi Meir says, Rabbi Meir says whether she.
Rabbi Meir's view is that she gets 200. Rabbi Meir's view is that she's believed and she gets 200. The other view is that even if she's believed, and the Rabbanan says if she's believed, she only gets 100.
Okay, so according to this thing, Rabbi Meir doesn't have a Havamina that she might not be believed then. She is believed and she gets 200.
Right, correct. According to Rava's view is that she's believed. That's what we just said. Rava says she's believed. And based upon her being believed, she would then get per Rabbi Meir 200. Okay, so you got to put all these pieces up to connect together. V'hadar be Rabba, but Rabba retracted. He thought about it. He went back. V'tanya, we learned it at Baraisa. Ketzad hotzah shemra. So how does hotzah shemra happen? So what is hotzah shemra? Hotzah shemra is a guy marries a woman. She's a basula. Afterwards, he goes to the father and says she wasn't a basula. And it's proven that she was actually a basula. So therefore he is because he falsely claimed against her that she did something wrong, he has to pay the father damages. So that's called a sa shemra.
Like he damaged her reputation?
He tried to damage her reputation.
With something that wasn't true.
So how does that work? Bala Bezdin, Amri comes to Bezdin and he says to the father, Ploni lo matzati l'bitcha basula. Mister, I did not find that your daughter had besulim. Im yesh edim shazinta tachtav yesh laksuba mana. However, and if there are witnesses that she had relations while they were engaged in Erisin, she receives a ksuba of 100. So Gemara jumps right away and says, that can't be true. Im yesh edim shazinta tachtav bas kskilahi. If there are witnesses that can say that she had relations while they were, you know, already, let's call it engaged, they already had Erisin, then she doesn't get 100, she gets stoned, right? That's adultery. Hachi Kamer, this is the Gemara is really saying. Im yesh edim shezinta tachta of skila. If there are witnesses that she had relations when they were engaged, she gets skila. Zinta miikara, however, if it's determined that she had relations before they were engaged, before they had Erisin, then she gets 100, because in that case she's considered a ba'ula and she would get downgraded to only get a ksuva of 100.
That's before they had.
Before they were together, engaged, right? Right? Yeah. 5 years ago she had relations. Amar Rav Chiya bar Avin, Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Chiya bar Avin says the name of Sheshes. Zos Omeres, this says, Kansa becheskas besula v'nimsa be'ua. If she got married with the assumption that she was a besula, v'nimsa be'ua, and it's determined that yes, she's actually a be'ula, she actually had relations beforehand, yesh laksuva mana, she would get 100. But we're going to question this. It may serve Nachman. We could question this from a Mishnah. Hanoses Aisha v'lotza masala b'sulam. A man marries a woman and doesn't find b'sulam. He omeres b'shir sartani neneses nenasti v'nechsasadeo. She says, here's what happened. We got engaged. While after we got engaged, I was raped. And therefore, the loss is on you. Because it's not my fault. It happened while I was under your authority. Therefore, you have to eat the loss because it's not my fault. It didn't happen before we got engaged. It happened while we got engaged. Who omer lo? Right. Correct. Who omer lo? No, it's not the case. Ki ella ad shlo yirasticha haya mikachsi mechatas. No, this isn't what happened. You had relations before I met you. Therefore, when I made did erusin with you as a basula, it was a mekach ta'os. It was done in error, and therefore the less la klal, and therefore it should be null and void. I shouldn't owe you anything because you deceived. It was a deceptive arrangement.
Yeah.
V'amalehu Rabbi Chiya Rav Abin. Rabbi Chiya Rav Abin says to Rabbi Nachman, he questions this. Efsha Rav Amram v'chol gedolei hador yasvi ki Amarav Sheshis Lashmata. Is it possible? I think this actually happened. The Rav Amram and all the greats were sitting together and they heard what Rav Sheshis said. Remember, this is Rav Chiya Bar Avin quoted Rav Sheshis as saying that that if she comes in and she's a basula and she's found to be a ba'ula, she still gets 100. So they question this, Vikashilhu, and they question it. Vishani, Rav Sheshis answered them, my mekachtos. What are we talking about with a mekachtos when it's a under false pretenses? Nami mimasayim. Does it mean she gets 200? Does she get a 200? Ava mana isay, but she does receive a mana. She does receive 100. So Samaris less la kal. And what are you saying that the mekat? So the question is: are you saying that the mekatos means that she goes from 200 down to 100, or she goes from 200 down to zero? Marava. Man the kamosiv shaper kamosiv. The one that asked the question well. Mekatos legamri mashma. Because when we say that, when the assumption is when we're talking mekatos, it means that it's not that he should go from 200 to 100. It means that he should say this was done under false pretenses, so I'm not required to pay anything else. So therefore, if we're going to say that someone who is a ba'ula, who gets married on the assumption that she's a basula, she should lose her entire ksuba, not just go from 200 to 100. So that kind of goes against what we just said. Elakashahach, but the b'raisa we said before is problematic because taritz v'amitzachi. But let's change the b'raisa and say it a different way. Im yesh edim shezinta tachta b'skila. If there are witnesses that she had relations while they were engaged, she gets stoned. But if she had relations beforehand, before Erisin, she gets nothing at all because it's then considered a mekachtaos. Motza mukats eitz. However, if she's determined to be a mukas eitz, which is where we started this whole discussion, yesh lak suva mana, she then won't get 100. So three possibilities, right? Possibility one is that she had relations when she was with him, then she gets stoned. Possibility two is she had relations beforehand, that's a mekachtaos, she gets nothing. Possibility three is that she's determined to be a mukas eitz, so it's not that she would be considered still somewhat of a basula, even though she's not. She therefore gets 100 because that's what we started off with before, yeah, earlier
in that middle case where she was already under him, what happens to the part about she was raped?
If it was under her, well, that's...
He was engaged to her, but...
So put that part aside, right? We're saying that if she had relations, not the onus thing. If she had relations when she was under him, she gets skila. If she had relations beforehand, right, she it's a mech of toes. All bets are off, she gets nothing.
Right.
If she's a mukas eitz, meaning she's got injured... And ostensibly, we might determine that also would apply if it was with a child, but we're not really there yet.
Yeah.
She would still get 100 according to this. V'harabahu d'amru l'rabbanan. But it was Rava himself who said, according to Rabbanan, lo hikarba v'lo kum. If he doesn't agree that she's a mukas eitz, she should get nothing. But no, we should say that Rava took that back. So basically, it seems to imply that that's where we would land, as everyone would be in agreement. Okay, continuing. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa. Kinsa Rishon L'shum Nisuin. The first husband, she got married to a first person. They got married. They went through the marriage. V'yeshla Edim Shelo Nistra. But there are witnesses that even though they went through chuppah, they were never alone together. But they were alone together, but they were alone together for 6 seconds, and therefore it's not enough time to do anything. The second husband, even though based upon this we could derive that she is a basula, because nothing could have happened, the second husband can't come along and say, I expected her to be a basula, and she's not. Sharei kinsa rishon, because she married, she went through the process with the first husband. Amarava Zosomaris, this tells us, kinsa becheskas basula, benimses ba'ula, yesh la ksuba mana. That if the array, so this might be a view that would say that if she was brought in with the assumption that she was a basula, but she's found to be not a basula, yesh laksuva mana, she would get a ksuva mana, that it wouldn't be considered a mekach tos. Rav Ashi Amar, ba'amal olam emela les la klal. I could tell you that about this, that she should get nothing at all, because she, if he thought she claimed to be a basula and she wasn't, shivishani hacha sharei kinsa rishon. But in our case, it's different, because once the husband brings her in to the kskupa, even though there might be evidence that suggests that there wasn't any possibility of her having relations, she technically, her status changes to be considered that she's possibly no longer a basula. V'necha shema tachtav zinta, but maybe we should be worried that what really happened here is that nothing happened with the first husband. He got engaged to her, and after he got engaged to her, she had relations, right? So why do we, allow this? Maybe we should assume that he should claim that she wasn't a basula, and therefore they should investigate. Maybe she should get stoned as a result. Rav Shravia said, "Kagon chikide shuvala altar." That what really happened here is the second group, that they got engaged and were together immediately. So there wasn't like the typical delay. They were, it's Erisin and Asuin and relations all back to back to back. So there was no opportunity for her to have relations under his domain. So it really goes back to the status that she came into as being married, even though she was married only for this short time. So with this, we'll stop. And next week, we'll pick up with Yud Beis.